Aquaculture is when you raise animals for seafood rather than catching ones from the wild.
What species would you normally farm in aquaculture?
In New South Wales, most aquaculture has been oysters, but there's also, since the 1980s, been quite a lot of prawn farms and some fish farms, shellfish, and some other kinds of fish in sea cages as well.
Like what?
Yellowtail kingfish. That's it. It's yellowtail kingfish up near Port Stephens. There's a new venture going on.
And how new is that?
Yellowtail kingfish aquaculture in Australia has been going on for at least 10 years in South Australia, but that's brand new for New South Wales.
And what coastal regions are we talking about in New South Wales?
There's aquaculture in a lot of places, but our study focused on three areas where there's more, and that was the North Coast area, the Mid-North Coast area, and the South Coast.
Tell me about these areas. Paint me a picture of the landscape. What's it like?
They vary a bit, sort of subtropical up north. Some of the areas where people do aquaculture are really quite far away from the public and they're far away from main roads. They're in quite remote areas.
Is that to avoid pollution?
It's probably where they can get the land that's suitable. They need to put in place careful systems for filtering all their water in and all their water out. They have to be very careful of their pollution anyway, those land-based farms, but it's probably about where they can get land that's suitable to use and affordable.
Is it a sustainable practice?
Yeah, the New South Wales aquaculture, because it's so carefully regulated.
So there's no concern for over-farming?
It's usually pollution that you're concerned about with fish farming, or whether aquaculture species or variants of species that are being used for aquaculture, whether those get into the wild stocks and what they do in the environment outside the farm.
What are some of the positive outcomes for farming seafood locally?
One of the big ones is for tourism and the provision of fresh local seafood. So many visitors that go to the coast want to eat some food from there, be it cheese, wine, fruit and vegetables, but also seafood. And being able to have oysters from the local area or whatever other aquaculture products, this is a really important thing for tourism.
Is some of that seafood exported as well around Australia or even in the cities?
A lot of the production is sent to Sydney Fish Market or to other outlets in Sydney. Some producers don't sell in the local market. Their market chains are through Sydney rather than the local market. But a lot of oyster farms, people may be aware of when they visited the coast, they can go to the farm and often buy a dozen or a couple of dozen at the farm.
Where else in Australia do we have an aquaculture industry?
There's a big farm salmon aquaculture industry in Tasmania, and South Australia has quite a lot of aquaculture as well. They have a ranching thing where they don't raise the fish from babies. They catch juvenile fish and fatten them up for a while. That's southern bluefin tuna that people may have heard of around Port Lincoln. There's also lots of oyster aquaculture in South Australia, and they have the yellowtail kingfish.
I remember reading something earlier on in the year about, because Tasmania also, they do oysters as well, don't they?
Yes.
There was a potential for a disease outbreak. How do diseases like this in farming practices affect the industry?
Well, they're very devastating. And some parts of the New South Wales oyster industry, especially around the Hawkesbury and other areas, have suffered a lot from a few different diseases. This one called QX, which means the disease originally came from Queensland, but there's not much known other than that, so that's why it's called QX. And there's POMS, which stands for Oyster Mortality Syndrome.
What happens to jobs and stuff when an outbreak happens?
Well, the jobs would disappear. There was a case at Wallace Lake a long time ago where they had hepatitis disease that was not affecting the oyster so much, but people who ate it. And that just devastated both the tourism industry and the oysters there for a while. And then that whole area rallied to improve water quality in the area so that that kind of pollution wouldn't happen again.
And where do you see the future for aquaculture in Australia?
I think with food production in Australia, it being an important industry for Australia and it seeming to be something we have a competitive sort of advantage in for the region, it's important for us to pursue any avenues that are available. There's some really interesting stuff going on with multi-species aquaculture overseas, some of which is being tried in Australia, but it's more developed in other countries overseas.
What is multi-species aquaculture?
Sometimes it's shellfish like oysters and mussels and seaweeds together, say on strings or ropes hanging in the water. There's some stuff going on the south coast where it's algae and I think prawns, and the species work together in eating each other's waste products and things like that. So they are often much more environmentally friendly than single species aquaculture.
And what role would algae play in, say,
that particular venture? Mostly that is going to the cosmetics or pharmaceutical industry at the moment, but algae can have very high levels of omega-3 and can be a really good part of human diets as well.